the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gain and power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani, Eric A. Sinani with a really big A. Who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
That's right. Right here on the Hostile Zone. Another day, another night, another week, another year. Right here on our own favorite BBS talk radio. Thank you. Thank you for coming with us today. I'm accompanied by on-air vocal sensation, Bianca C, S-E-A, like the ocean.
Bianca C, that's me. Hello, everyone.
Hello. That's a lovely brooch. Is that, what do you call that, a brooch? Would that be a brooch?
It's my brooch, this whole thing.
This whole thing, right.
It's a little cheetah just climbing.
Are you
up
a cougar?
I'm a MILF.
I'm
too young to be a cougar right now.
right. But hey, but nothing wrong with being a cougar. For all the cougars out there, don't hate on us, okay? Nobody hates on cougars.
My goal is to be a cougar
right?
Of course.
So we are here on BBS Talk Radio, another day, live, coming at you live on many stations, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, any place you can go, you will hear the show in multiple countries. On the West Coast, East Coast, Central, Mountain, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? We're the Hostile Zone and we're everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it because we're in your face.
Yes.
That's right. So today is kind of an odd day because we got most of the people on vacation.
Yeah.
Sick and a birthday. Someone away for birthday. So we are short-manned. And if you are a normal viewer, if you're watching the show or a listener of the show, you know that we have tech issues, always, every show. So I'm already prepared for one since we're down on staff members today, but I'm very confident in our LA people out there to make sure that we don't fall aside.
Yeah.
But we have with us, not in the house, but in a remote studio, we have our very own Fantabulous, the tinfoil hat man, Dave Emmons. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Dave?
Welcome.
Dave,
you there?
Okay.
Okay.
So
All right, there was a bug. There was a bug in the microphone. Okay. This is Dave. Yeah, Dave Emmons. Hey, Eric, I got a neighbor that comes over and listens to me every once in a while. He loves you. And he liked it when you he liked it when you put that chapstick on. He said it makes your lips so luscious.
Oh yeah.
So his
actually that's for my KKTC audience. I shouldn't
Okay. Now, his name is Old Krusty. He wants to talk.
Didn't he call in once?
He called in
like a week ago.
He's right on my
Don't
shoulder.
Don't bring him in yet. Don't bring him in yet because I got to introduce another member of the show.
Okay.
But yes, I want to talk to him. We also have with us the sensational, the fabulous, the intellectual, and sassy, unbelievable Jersey girl, like you, Jersey.
Yes. Hello.
Mel J. What's up, Mel J? Welcome to the show.
Hello. Sorry, guys. I'm in. I'm on the Parkway, stuck in traffic.
You're in standard New Jersey traffic.
Yes. I'm in standard New Jersey traffic. So I'm doing.
But
the
you
best
are
I
dedicated because you're on the show, even in traffic.
That's awesome.
Even and traffic, we are so delighted to have you here. We are delighted to have you. Welcome to the show. Welcome
happy to
the
here.
Family.
Happy to be here. As long as I got my other Jersey girl, Bianca, there with me, we're good.
She's right here. She's right here. And we'll be filming a second show right after this. So we'll have a good time. So, Dave-O, tell me.
Yes.
Well, is your boy right there?
Yeah, Old Krusty's right here waiting.
What do I call him? Old Krusty? Old Krusty?
Old Krusty.
Does he want to be like a guest host every now and then?
Yeah, he likes telling little jokes and
all right. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, Old Krusty, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, Eric. Yeah.
Whoa.
I love you.
Dude, how many? What'd you do? Smoke like 20 packs of Pall Malls on?
Oh yeah, that's 2 packs a day, buddy.
And you're a fan of the show?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been watching you before my neighbor here got on your show.
Right.
Really?
And we're very happy to have Dave on the show.
Dave's awesome.
We got great synergy here, and we're very, very happy to have Mel J on the show as a new member to the team. As we're branching off into other shows, we're having spin-off shows. So we are a very happy family. So with all the introductions out of the way, but since this is Mel J's first time internationally live, you're live international, Mel J, would you like to have 10 seconds to introduce yourself to 53 countries?
Okay, no pressure there. All right.
No pressure.
Hi, my name is Melissa. Nice to meet you all. What do you want to know about me, Eric? We grew up.
Well, how about this?
I've known you.
Melissa
since
and I go way back. Yeah, we go back to like what was it? What was the old saying? Knee high to a grasshopper or something? Or our grandparents would always say. Yeah. Melissa and I go way back, and I got to be honest, she's a really, really, really good friend. She's like very, very, very smart. And what I like about you, Mel J, and that's why you have great synergy and you're on the show. Mel J used to be a bleeding heart liberal Democrat.
Really?
And as she got older, you know the saying, if you're young and not a liberal, you have no heart. And if you're older and not a conservative, you have no brain. Well, Melissa has proven that point. So would you like in 5 seconds to explain a little bit about you and I's experience together? Don't name the town in New Jersey. Don't call out the towns. But I know you're going to sandbag me with funny stories about me, and I'm okay with that. But, yeah, tell us about your unwokeness.
My unwokeness? You mean when I took the red pill? I like that. The red pill. I'm going to write that down.
I red-pilled myself. I love it. That's coined. You own that now. That's actually going to go in the merch store. That's a merch store. That's going to be you. Mel J says, take the red pill.
So what, we're gonna sell cough medicine now? The blue pill and the red pill? Right.
So I just want to remind everybody on the show here, we are
Bianca,
live.
If we had a medicine for it, I would give it to my whole family because none of them listen to me. They all think I'm crazy.
They're not crazy. You're very, very smart.
You know what? We could save a lot. You go into the dollar store and get it.
But you know, it's not. Here we go. It's not dollar store anymore. Don't lie to us, dollar store, Dollar General, Dollar Tree. You're not a dollar. Nothing's a
Literally
dollar.
Nothing
all right?
is a dollar. Nothing.
It's hostile now. I'm hostile. You're not a dollar. Don't lie. That's false advertising.
That's false.
You know, yeah. if you miss, I'm putting my lawyer hat on.
If you misprice things,
you're lying. It's false advertisement. You can't do that. I don't know how they get away with that. They have to put a disclaimer in the window, technically. All right,
well,
don't get me on.
COVID.
Don't let me fall into a sea hole. Don't let me go into a sea hole.
They blame COVID. That's
right.
What
COVID. Yeah. COVID.
Right.
Yeah, COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Dave,
everything.
COVID's everything.
Ooh, everything
yeah.
increases.
COVID's
COVID.
Everything. That's it. COVID.
Just,
you know what
just
mean?
Like if you have to call customer service for anything, you're sitting on hold for an hour, and the message says it's because of COVID. Like, wait, I'm confused.
It's
like
been
I thought.
Yeah. Right. I mean, like for real. Come on. So.
It's like the new saying, like, no offense now. It's like...
Yeah, right. When somebody says no offense, they intentionally know they're going to kick you in the yam bit.
Offense is coming.
Right? So, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know.
You guys are talking about this pandemic. There's a new one now in Japan, you know.
I did see that.
Yes.
And I want to get to that. I was going to give that to you, actually. So hold on to that.
Okay.
I have a few things for everybody. So Dave is our resident tinfoil hat,
right?
But he's a legitimate tinfoil hat. He's actually an investigator into paranormal and UFO. You know the broad spectrum of all this stuff. He's a combat veteran, Vietnam veteran. Actually, and so is Mel J, not a Vietnam. So we're all veterans here, except for Miss Bianca Siva. Her father is a veteran.
But I'm a veteran.
So thank you for your service, Mel J, and thank you for your service, Devo.
And thank you, Eric. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, too.
It was my honor. It was my honor and distinction. And thank you to your father.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And you know what? Also, yeah. Bianca, you can join USAA if you wanted to. Because
I do. I'm a member.
Yeah. Is she a member? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Also, I live and die by
also
it.
Also, Navy Federal. I would go with Navy Federal.
I'm not a fan of Navy Federal. I'm not a fan. They promise loans and they never come through. I belong to Penn Federal, Pentagon Federal.
I do too.
Oh, there we go.
And I also belong to the Stage Actors Union, Credit Union for Stage Actors.
Yeah.
And Screen Actors.
Yeah, the
which you guys, away, when you the, join yeah. the union, well, when you guys join the union,
you, you're
you'll
talking
be
about the union that took away all our Netflix shows for like a year. Remember, there was nothing to watch all
right,
at
wait,
all.
Wait, Mel J, we are a union show, okay? I'm a union leader of the local, and you are looking to advance your career.
Well, I have issues.
You
want to
do
well,
it for sure. Don't beat the union
watch
up.
Stuff on Netflix. It wasn't showing.
Well, you know, you can watch the Tyson fight on Netflix.
I'm not a fan of
but
Netflix.
Don't watch Netflix. Go on Roku and watch Sonati. There you go.
I'm not a fan of that anymore because, you know, I got kicked out.
Right. Yeah.
I was a family member and they found out the loophole.
Well, actually, I had been in conversation with them when I was talking to Apple and Amazon and whatever.
Yeah.
And they want a huge percentage of the money to take a show. They would have put this show into in there, Hulu as well, whatever, and Pluto.
Really?
But they take a huge amount of money.
They do.
That's why I didn't do it. I didn't go for it.
So a lot of these platforms are different when it comes to charges, I guess, huh, Eric?
Yes. I'm all about my team. So I'd rather not spend. I'd rather spend now out of my pocket. Mm-hmm. So this way we make more later than sell my soul to somebody else.
I've been in four different unions, brother. Mm-hmm. Four different unions I've been in, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
IBEW,
teams all the way.
I'm also former IBEW. When I used to work for Bob Bell, I used to work for Verizon. I worked for the phone company.
So basically, we're all the same because everything is under the AFL-CIO.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All of us were in the military, and that is one big union, actually.
Yes. That is a brother and sisterhood. That's a big deal. We take care of our own, and I live and die by that code. And Dave will tell you that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I live and die by that. Like, there's no more bigger honor than that. I will bend over backwards to take care of a brother or sister, no matter what.
I truly honor that. Thank
this show flew home somebody from overseas when I got a call from a contact of mine, a two-star in D.C., when it was a person having difficulty flying home for a family emergency. And our show funded that ticket to get them home.
You know, hey, Eric, you
know, that's why I need to put the plug. Everybody should go to the site and sign up for concierge VIP membership to the Hostile Zone, because not only will you get exclusive content, you will get my news column in advance before it goes out. You will get insider access, behind the scenes footage, and discount on merchandise. Plus, we use that money to help people all the time. So that's why you need to go there and do that. It's less than a coffee, and you're helping somebody.
Very true.
So let's get to some news here today. Supreme Court, busy day today, huh, Dave? All right?
Yes. Supreme Court stuff today. Yes, it is. This thing in Texas.
Governor Abbott did something great, I think. And this is not going in your conservative or Republican, because we folks, you know, we don't do that on this show. This is American. We talk about our poorest border in the South. And they created something wonderful, I think, in Texas by allowing Texas Department of Public Safety and their National Guard and their Texas Rangers, et cetera, all their agencies to arrest people who come into the state illegally, into the country illegally through means of Texas.
Yeah.
Which is great because the numbers have dropped exponentially in Texas just because of that law.
Really?
But the Supreme Court now has continued to put a block on it because basically putting my lawyer hat on for a second and don't let me see hole.
Okay.
but because I can go off on the Constitution. This book here, I love this book. And yeah. anybody that loves to hate me knows I know it inside and out. In there, you know, they are saying that the rights to enforce federal code are explicitly written in U.S. code and in this document. So they're saying that the state has no authority to make such arrests. But they did not rule that it's unconstitutional. They ruled the current to block it for now. So it doesn't mean that it's not a final decision. But it was a big deal because now people are going to flee again back into Texas. And with all this Haiti stuff, guys, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Haiti. So yes. We're going to have people coming in. And we know that they were showing up in Florida. Governor DeSantis. Whoa. We got a camera. Yep. Okay. So we know that they had people coming into Florida who had some. Dave, you want to tell some of that? I know you had some good information on that.
Yeah, just the other day, they caught a boat coming in there. We had it on the show yesterday that there was 25 of the Haitian people, and they were the criminal type. I mean, they had weapons.
Right?
Yeah, they had weapons and bombs. Bomb-making
materials, right?
Right, they did.
Bomb-making materials.
Right.
Military-age men.
Right. And guess
military
what's going on?
Yeah,
military-age men, just like all the other immigrants coming across the southern border. Now we talk about Texas. Now Texas is doing such a good job of stopping the immigrants coming in that now they're moving to Arizona and coming across those borders. I wanted to mention something about this Haiti thing and Biden. Did you know that Biden is not helping the Americans get out of...
Davo, we always refer to every president, former or past, by their title. We give them that honor and courtesy.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm a military guy. I guess
I always respect POTUS. I love my country. You love your country. So,
yeah, okay. President Biden, he is not helping the Americans get out of Haiti. He told them
similar to an Afghanistan situation.
Yeah, similar. Yeah, and he said they're 150 miles away from the airport. He told them to get there the best way they can.
I was kind of appalled myself at that.
Yes.
There are teams from the United States that are going to do extractions.
There's some
ops going on as we speak.
Do you think that before long, President Biden may start letting these refugees from Haiti into our country?
Probably. Well, what do you think? They might be potential voters at one point.
Yeah. They'll carry their guns to the voting booth, I guess.
Right. I don't know. What do you think, Mel J? What say you?
Yeah.
Mel J. Okay.
Maybe. Hey, sorry, guys.
Mel J was driving.
You know what?
Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I kept losing connection.
Yeah, we got you. You're there. You're very clear.
Last,
we can hear you.
Last I heard is we were talking about people coming over the border illegally, Texas, the Supreme Court, and now...
Haiti. Yeah, mm-hmm. Haiti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haiti. Oh, yeah, she's got some bad signal.
Yes, yeah.
It's okay.
But just stay with us. If you pop in and out, just jump in at any point.
Absolutely.
Miss Bianca, I mean, we have like Davo, myself, we have advanced knowledge in this stuff and these things. You are the regular public. What do you feel about this? Especially with your father having come to this country as an immigrant, studied English before he got here.
Yes, that's true.
Came here legally.
Yes.
And then joined the military and served this country. And then became a Teamster and served out in the post office for 20 years.
You know so much about my
daddy. But I mean, because I got to honor people like that.
Absolutely.
Because that is what I learned in Catholic school, the melting pot. That is what our country is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just don't like, period, people cutting the line.
Right.
Because you got to wait in line because there's a certain reason. Because background check. And also, what is the reason for you to come here? If it's for negativity, just don't come here at all. And also, you know, I just don't like that people cut the line. And also, don't use children as a way for you to come here as well. Because if it's not your child, and what happens to that child after you cross the border? I mean, there's a lot of orphans already coming to this border. And it's a little sad, you know what I mean? So, like, but I do like a hardworking person, but you got to do things right. I mean, you gotta. Right. We have a reason.
I mean, like, when you're first coming to a place, the first thing you're doing is breaking the law.
Yes. Because,
what are you saying about that country?
Because we're aren't we like somewhat on debt and stuff too?
We are in debt. Somewhat in debt. Oh my God, somewhat in debt.
We can't afford to give out certain people like that are. Don't come from this.
How
country.
About, you know, and here's one.
I'm going to help the people that are poor, that are homeless here.
Let Mel J jump in. Yeah. Let Mel J jump in.
To Bianca's
point. Because
then I'm
going to go off on a whole hostile thing.
I want to add to that point. To Bianca's point, when you take your child here, whether they're 2, 3, a baby, understand at some point you're probably going to end up deported. And then your kid, like, I know somebody who's going through this right now. He got brought over when he was 5. His parents got deported. He is under DACA, so he can stay here legally. But if he were to go home,
hold on, just for our viewers and listeners, MLJ, DACA is the AKA the Dreamers. So a child that was brought here when they were young. I just want to make sure people understand.
If he were to go home to visit his parents, which he desperately wants to do,
he would not be allowed back in. Right.
No, he can't come back. So it's not fair to even do to your kids. Like, why would you do this to somebody?
Now, let me get hostile, because we're the hostile zone, okay? Yeah. And both of you guys are going to appreciate that. And your father at home will appreciate what I'm going to say. I'm going to pull back that curtain. In your face, Washington, D.C., I'm reading that the congressional committees are talking about cutting back on veterans' benefits, veterans' payments, veterans' administration health. Pensions, disability, all those things. You're talking about cutting those benefits?
Wow.
And then you want to give away stuff to people that didn't even respect our country enough to come here legally and wait online? I find that to be a disgrace. Shame on you, in your face, Washington, Republican or Democrat, no matter what side.
We mentioned that here a while back.
Because you guys did a sacrifice.
Right, right. Oh, we should come. Not that we're better than anybody. You can get spicy. Go for it.
This is really getting me upset right now.
It gets me upset, and that's why we're the hostiles.
My head almost exploded.
I'm glad. I knew you guys would like it, and we're hostile. That's what the show is.
You know, doing that, taking away from the veterans,
hearing us,
is not going to have the future soldiers that want to be a soldier to join. What you're doing?
They can't even recruit anybody anymore.
You're making it harder to recruit people to benefit the American dream at the. Really, truly fight for their country, but you cannot make a sacrifice of taking that away from the people that did the sacrifice for you in the first place.
And then I want to double in on military recruiting. If you're listening to us, USAREC, which is the U.S. Army Recruiting Command, or any of the other branches, whatever, if you're listening. Love the military. Love you guys. You know that. You need to look. You're not getting these kids today coming out of high school are not passing the ASVAB. Folks who don't know, that's like the SAT, the entrance exam for the military. They're not. They don't pass that. They have drug issues. They have criminal charges. They have. They can't read half of them. And then, they're overweight and they're not in shape. And they're pandering to get these kids by creating video game stuff to get them to join. But then you got combat veterans who are in their 30s and 40s who are in better shape than these young kids, and they don't let prior service people come back in for some other nonsense reason. And then they're going to cry they can't have people to join. You know what I'm saying? I know many guys and gals in my age group, my generation of the Afghanistan and OIF, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and Global GWOC, Global War on Terror, our group of people that did tours or whatever and got out, and would love to go back into the reserves of the National Guard, and they're not qualified because of either age or some stupid little disability that means nothing, asthma or something stupid, and then they can't go in and join, and they can't serve. And we have nobody to fight for us now, and there are plenty of people that would raise their right hand again that we could, if we can make exceptions to let people jump across the border and come into this country, we can make an exception for somebody with experience and training who wants to raise their right hand and serve the country when you don't need to spend trillions of dollars on recruiting campaigns. There you go. My shtick's over.
Right.
Do you agree, Dave-O?
I do. I was just listening to that. We just talked about the VA giving them some money actually some of the veterans' money to the illegal aliens for aid and food and
roaming. They took it from, yes, they took it from our budget.
Right. Yeah. We don't know exactly how much. But also.
Oh, I do. I have it. I have it. But we can't put that number out. I'm waiting for a couple of days so I can be safe to put it out.
Okay. Do you know the
exact number?
Yeah, the National Guard, they're not getting their money either, I guess.
The National Guard is one of the most, people don't understand. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to articulate, having served in active duty, reserve, and National Guard.
Right.
I've done all three. I know the differences between them. The National Guard is Title 32 of the United States Code. So they can operate under Title 32 or Title 10. Title 10 is federal orders, meaning under the president, under POTUS. Under Title 32, they operate underneath the governor of the state from which they are National Guardsmen. They can perform law enforcement duties under Title 32 under the direction of the governor. That's who's standing at the border right now. So there's a big distinction between the reserves, the active duty, and the guard. Mm. And the guard also goes on Title 10 and deploys overseas. But they also handle riots and protect our borders.
Why do you think President Biden hasn't, federalized the National Guard in Texas? I think he's a little afraid.
I don't want to put my lawyer hat on too much. I would say constitutionally, looking at how Title 10 and Title 32 play out in the realm of budgetary issues, et cetera. I think we lost that. So with that, I don't know. I would say that they probably are not trying to interfere, because I think that would be a major issue if a state under Title 32 orders and then the feds coming in and trying to take that away. We have to switch earpieces, hold that thought, because we're always down. Which one do we go with this?
I heard a story. I don't know how true it is, and I haven't verified it.
Okay.
But right. Eric, so, Eric, I heard
you,
a
story.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I heard a story that the active military went down.
I got you. Okay.
They went down to the border.
Of course, we had a technical difficulty. I need to apologize.
Okay.
Even though everything was working, you know what? We have a haunted set here, Dave. So,
yeah.
But I missed that. What were you going on with?
Okay, what I was saying is, I heard that the active military went down to the border, and the National Guard and the state troopers and the Border Patrol said, "No, you're not going to go in and cut the wire. We got orders to stop people from cutting the wire." Yeah.
See, so when they're under Title 32, they're under the orders of the governor.
Right.
So they have the powers of the governor. They carry weapons. And if they wish to have them, that they can make arrests. You see them wearing body armor, say police on it.
Mm-hmm.
Having been in the National Guard myself, I wore that body armor.
Right. How many missing kids? I heard somebody talk about kids.
Hold on, Mel J is trying to jump in here, I think.
Okay.
No, I was asking Dave a question. Dave, are you talking about the Constantino wire? They got ordered not to cut it.
Yeah, no.
They were coming in to cut it.
Cut it.
And they were told no.
Wow. No, they couldn't.
Which is good, because need that. But they were saying it's a safety issue because children are getting caught up in it.
Well, you guys were mentioning...
Folks that don't know what this wire is.
Who tries to put their kid through that? You know, like, why would you take your child...
Oh, have you seen... I got videos. I've seen videos of people. It's very sad. Very sad. They try to toss their kid over it, and they get stuck. It's terrible.
Oh, my goodness.
And if anybody doesn't know what this is not your standard wire that you would see, with the spikes. It's razor wire, double-sided, everywhere. Every half inch, there's a full razor blade, double-sided,
there was
in a circular pattern. So you're not going to do that.
There was a picture that I saw that there was, like, a father
holding his son over his head.
And got caught.
It was very sad.
And he was bleeding at that.
The father was bleeding through it, holding his son in the air.
It was so heartbreaking.
It was terrible. Oh. And I have to say to myself, and this is where my compassionate side comes in.
Oh, God.
I have to say to myself, what is going on the other side, wherever these people are coming from, that a father would be holding his wife in one arm and the water is up to her neck and he's stuck in razor wire holding his child over his head? What is going on over there that they're willing to do that to come here?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Like, how bad does it have to get that you're willing
how
to
How bad
get?
Is it, right?
Right. Exactly. Are the coyotes? Are the coyotes forcing them?
Here's the thing. This is a very, putting my public administrator hat on, because, you know, those of you are aware, I have a master of public administration as well. So putting that on, and understanding politics, I don't know why we don't have more communication with Mexico and really work together to combat this.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they can't possibly, they don't want the drug lords there. They don't want this going on. So we have to, there has to be a common ground to work together. Now,
well,
I do know
sure
that, like, Eagle Pass
sure
and some of these places.
Are you sure about that, Eric? Because the drug lords are part of the government sometimes.
Yeah, the cartels.
Yes, they are. But the there are some that, it's a cartel. There are, but there are some. I've been down to Mexico a couple times. They have different style of law enforcement. They're federalized, but they do have some local as well. So, yes, they are very, the rumor out there is they're easily bribed. I don't know. I've never had that personal experience. And if I did, I wouldn't be talking on the air about it anyway. But I have been to a couple places in Mexico. I said yesterday on another show, NYPD is the finest police force in the world. And our police force in the United States are the finest in the world.
Oh, hands down.
And our military is the finest in the world.
Right.
So why are we not working with people in tandem, together?
The question is,
and not fighting each other.
Well, the thing is, we have tried to work with the federales a lot of times, and it's not every federale, but a lot of times, a lot of them are already bought and paid for. So it's I don't think that's as easily said, you know what I mean? As easily done as said.
Well, there's a Dave-O, you know,
there's
one quick and easy way to handle this.
They need to
reach out to a group, JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command, and they need to send a tier one asset and go handle business.
Right, 20 miles within the border. That's what they should
do. That's it. A tier one cartel.
Folks
out there that don't know what a tier one asset is and what JSOC is. JSOC is the joint services, all the branches in one house. And it's the special operations, aka special forces. Mm-hmm. And then you have tiers. Tier one are your best of the best, the elite, your Navy SEALs, your Delta Force, and some other things that you've never heard of.
Yeah, I know.
They could go in and clean business and leave, and no one would even know they were there.
Right. Have you seen it in the streets where they got these armored cars and they look like tanks? And this is the cartels. They're in the streets.
Where are they getting them from? I have a problem with the military selling off our surplus to our law enforcement. We should not be militarizing our local law enforcement. And obviously, these same weapons are ending up over there. You make a very good point, Dave-O.
They have the fear factor over the government, the president even. The cartels they've threatened them. And they actually can move about the country as they will, as they want to.
Yep.
That's a problem.
And you know what? You can't even tell them who they are between who is actually the government and who is a cartel.
Right.
That's
exactly it. That's what I was trying to say is when I was saying it's easier said than done, the lines between the cartel and the government in Mexico are so crossed.
Right. It's corruption.
Right.
We have it here.
I mean, you know, we mentioned on the show here that I've been invited down to do the show on the border. And I think I've mentioned to you, Dave, if you wanted to join, and maybe Mel J, if you wanted to come. We're going to spend a couple days or a week down, and I'm going to be riding with a couple different agencies to get firsthand footage of what's going on.
You've already got this set up with these agencies? That's great.
Yes, already set up. It's just that we had to change the date three times due to other things that were going on, conflicts. Mm-hmm. But we are in play. I communicate with these different agencies. One is a sheriff's agency, one is a state agency, and one is a federal agency.
Yeah, let's talk about the kids. I heard that it's either Bianca or Melissa talk about the kids, I guess, in the immigration process.
I think it was Mel J.
Mel J, okay.
Both of you guys, both of you ladies.
Yeah, but they, didn't they say here about 2 months ago there's 65,000 kids missing from the southern border?
Right, right. And you're right. And you know, here's the other thing, Dave-O, that they're hostile.
Yeah.
Some of these people are bringing kids across the border that aren't even theirs. They're just doing that so they could say, oh, I'm a humanitarian. And then they dump the kids or their pet, the dog, and they leave them at the border, and they got nobody. They got nobody. It's a very sad thing. On that note, folks, don't go anywhere. Because the hostile zone will be back after these messages. Don't make Sonati come looking for you.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, Governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sonati, the hostile zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh. On Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the hostile zone. All right, Governor? Cheers.
Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinani. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, Sonati hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so happy yet another time. I don't have to go looking for anybody because you're all here. So back up, back to where we were. I'd like to have Miss Bianca grace us with her lovely tone.
Oh, great, absolutely.
Great. Yes,
Bianca, do that one again. Come on.
Yes, it's the highlight. Okay, highlight of the show.
Highlight of the
show.
She gets me my ratings, Dave-O.
I have nothing but more than words.
She's gonna put more than words. Right there it is. All right, everybody, mute out, please.
All right. Okay.
Everybody just said that and they didn't fight everybody, right?
Right.
Wonderful job. Wonderful
Thank
job.
You.
Wonderful job. All right. Guys, you can unmute back in the show.
Okay.
Did you enjoy that?
Okay. What did you, you said you wanted to mention something about that Japanese virus, bacteria.
I read about it, but I know that you were going to be fully prepared for this one. I just have a feeling. So am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, spade to spade.
Yeah. An older guy.
You and I think alike. The floor is yours, Dave.
All right. Well, it's going to be. I'm going to make a short though. In Japan, there's a new infection bacteria. It comes out like droplets, like the COVID, it's airborne, okay. And the droplets, and they, you had to have to wear a mask. Okay. Yeah, and they're taking precautions just like the COVID. They're wearing masks and they're trying to shelter. Here we go. Yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Right during our election.
Right.
And let me wild guess this, Dave-O.
What's
comes that? Comes midsummer.
We're going to have it.
We're going to be on lockdown. One can show up to vote. It'll be absentee ballots only.
Right. And it's called Yes, right. STSS infection. And it's 30% fatal. It causes streptococcus. And sore throats for kids, and the old people usually get the colds. They can get meningitis and pneumonia from it. And it's
you say old people. You're
yes, old.
Is
old
be very upset. Elderly.
My friend,
the geriatric.
Old Krusty's going to be upset about this.
We are PC on this show.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah.
I get botted and trolled enough. I don't need any more.
The older people can get older people. Okay. All right. They can get meningitis and pneumonia from this. And over 30 years of age, you can get it. And and kids can get it lightly with a sore throat or with a cold, but they can spread it while they have the sore throat. And there's no cure yet, but they're looking into it. But antibiotics can cure most of the cases of so that's a good thing.
Right.
That's a lot of the antibiotics can cure at least up to 70%.
Dave-O, is it going to be like a Z-Pak, a Zithromax kind of thing that we already have? Or
probably.
Are we going to need to have a national stockpile again?
Do we have a national stockpile? Do you know?
I don't know. Did we use it? I mean, who knows? I mean,
we're going to use
it. We have an oil reserve, apparently, that we never use either.
So. Yeah. Here in Illinois, we have a case of the measles all over the place. And it's coming in through the immigrants. The immigrants are bringing in the measles and tuberculosis. So here we go again. We're fighting that round, again, and we got to pay out medical charges for the illegal immigrants to take care of them.
Right. Well, I'm sorry, Dave-O. You mean the undocumented people?
Undocumented. No,
President.
Right. Remember, we're PC.
Yeah,
right. We're PC. So I need to let everybody know we're coming up close to the end of the show because we had some tech issues. So I wanted to touch we have like 2 minutes left of a story, and then Miss Bianca is going to close us out. I wanted to mention also that there was another issue with the Supreme Court. We were talking before, do you recall, former Trump aide requested to have deferment from going to prison, and Supreme Court had, for contempt of Congress. And I don't have it in front of me, so please don't bot me. But it is something to that nature. I know that ruling just came out. And I find that to be fascinating. I'd like to follow up on that one more on our next show because I believe Hunter Biden failed to show up to Congress a few times.
Right. Yes, he did.
And I don't see him having to appeal.
Yeah, he actually come in.
Having to appeal.
Yeah, he actually come in and made fun of him at the hearing with two of
his
lawyers.
I saw that.
Yeah,
and they wanted him. They wanted him charged right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was smirking, thought it was funny.
Well,
it was funny. You know.
Law is unbalanced right now. I mean, we can leave out politics. We can go into the DOJ and then, what's going on with the law.
I am not for going after our president and their family. I want to lay that right down on the record. I was not for this at all. I'm not for any of it. I'm not for going after President Trump, President Biden. If you committed a serious act against our nation, then that's something else. But we are wasting way too many resources, and we are tarnishing our president and the position. It's not the man, it's the title, or the woman. It's not that person, it's the title and the position, and we have to honor that.
Right.
And if there's one thing anybody pulls from today's show, we have to honor ourselves, we have to honor the show, we have to honor what we show to the public, because what we show the public is what they perceive us. Yes. Some people don't even really know what freedom is. They don't know what America is about, but they know the little snippets of some of the news that they put out there.
Right.
Now, on that, I'm going to give everybody 10 seconds to close out, and then Miss Bianca's going to end the show. So, Mel J., what would you like to say before we end this show out? Or no?
Well, Dave-O,
Okay, I was going to ask Mel J., since she's our resident politician person, the first presidential rematch since 1956, we're having it right now with Biden, President Biden.
I'm enthralled by this. Honestly, I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, and the last time we've had this rematch was between Dwight Eisenhower and Adlai Stevenson back in 1956.
And that was a very, very, that was a very, very different situation too.
Right. Yeah. But
very different world, different situation. Yeah. It wasn't as contentious. But on that, I got L.A. screaming in my ear.
Okay.
Got to get to Miss Bianca to close out. We need to stop with that. Okay. So, Miss Bianca, how do you close our show?
With the national anthem, of course.
So give it to them with the pride.
I love you, Eric. I love you. That's my buddy. That's my buddy. Yeah, he just said he loved you.
Tell him to be back for the next show. We're airing in a little bit. All right, Miss Bianca. Mute out, everybody.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
And it's not going anywhere.
Oh, say does that star spangle banner way for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Folks, that was wonderful. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did. We thank you for another lovely night at the Hostile Zone. A little shorter episode today because, of course, if we don't have tech issues, you're not on the Hostile Zone. But we'll be back next week, BBS, same time, same place. We're available everywhere on, and just do a basic internet search. We're everywhere, easy to find. Check us out tonight on 99.9 FM KKTC. Oh, I always end my show letting you know, when you wake up, look in the mirror and say, I'm a good person. I want to be a little bit better today than I was yesterday. And then whatever it is you're going to do to be better, share that with somebody else so maybe they're a little bit better. Miss Bianca, what do we do?
Use your voice, tonight hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight hears you. Use your voice. Use your voice, tonight heard you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight heard you. Use your voice.
That's right. Sonati heard you. I hear you every night. And if you're some country looking to poke the bear, Putin, etc., we hear you.